Hey there, and welcome back. I'm Dr. Vince Leone, executive producer and co-host of the Practice Builders Podcast. With my partner in crime, Dr. Kyle Pankinen, we deliver proven strategies to help you grow fast, specialize with confidence, and build profitable staff-run practices. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode now. Welcome to the Practice Builders Podcast. My name is Dr. Vince Leone, your host. You can find me on the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, at Dr. Vince Leone, and on YouTube at Specialized Practice. And no Dr. Pankinen today, but have a special treat for all those decompression doctors out there that want to get to 100K a month or add your next 100K per month with decompression. And this is the ultimate decompression marketing blueprint. And you're going to love this. This is what allowed us to scale our practice to seven figures consistently, month over month, year over year, as well as to helping our clients scale to 100K per month in revenue. And what's really important, and this is a very comprehensive plan, this is an evergreen plan based on all the platforms that we have available today. Now, I don't really see these platforms going anywhere over the next decade. So this blueprint right here, specifically for decompression marketing, can serve you for the next decade for sure, if not further on. And I know that there's a lot of frustration with Facebook marketing agencies. You know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And this is going to solve your problems if you just implement this. So let's go ahead and dive in. Now, the very first question we have to answer is, why do most decompression marketing plans fail? So number one, it's the wrong message to the wrong audience. In other words, if you're not specific, because, you know, if you have 30 million back pain sufferers a year, only a small percentage of those actually have a disc issue, right? Bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc, which is how we serve, or, you know, who we serve with spinal decompression. And so if we're not targeting that audience, we're not going to get good, high quality patients. Next, leads are unqualified and unmotivated. So unqualified would mean either they don't have the problem, they don't have the desire, or they don't have the means to pay for it. That would be an unqualified lead. Or they're unmotivated, right? If they don't have the desire to fix their back non-surgically and drug-free, they're not a good candidate, right? Because they're not going to invest in their health. Simple as that. There's no system in place to nurture, convert, and then follow up. That's very, very important. You got to have automated systems built into the plan. I mean, there's so many tools these days with AI and CRMs and all that stuff that we will talk about today can just run on autopilot in the background. People are getting texts. People are getting emails. People are getting videos. People are getting all this information to make the right decision, which is to move forward with you. Next, you're competing on price and not value. If you're worried about the guy down the street and what he charges or doesn't charge, that's the wrong approach, because you have to position yourself as an expert, the go-to expert in your community. That should be your only goal, is to be or have that positioning as the go-to expert, and people will pay for an expert, right? If you try to race to the bottom, then you will have a very frustrating time with decompression or any high-value cash service, by the way. And decompression marketing that doesn't build long-term authority, that definitely is an issue, because, again, what you'll see, and you probably already noticed, is all this ties together. It's like a flywheel. You get all these things right, Doc, and man, your decompression practice is going to go to the moon. Now, before we get into this, I got to say, there is no income claims here. The FTC is very strict on that. So anything I say is not going to guarantee you squat, to be totally honest with you. It needs to be implemented properly. It needs to be done by an expert. But I'm just telling you, this is what worked for me works for our clients. But again, no income claims. And you'll see that last one, 3%. Now, why 3%? What the heck does that number mean? So at any given time, and this is in any market, there's about 3% of people that are ready to move forward and take action now, okay? So if you look at the broad spectrum of your market, right? So you have people that are, they don't even know they have the problem. They certainly don't know about the solution, right? That's a good percentage. That's probably about 60%. They may be having symptoms, but it's not, hasn't disrupted their life yet enough for them to find out what the heck's going wrong. And then the next step is to actually start research. And then finally, they have all the solutions. They're going to make a decision. So the next group, which is about 37%, are people that are problem aware, but they are not solution aware. They are in research mode. And so this is the big miss, because again, if only 3% of people are problem aware and solution aware and ready to take action, that's what your Facebook, if you're running Facebook ads and, $49 special, and by the way, those can still work. I'm not basically saying that those don't work. What I'm saying is all those marketing agencies or the vast, marketing agencies that you're getting marketed to on Facebook, et cetera, 30 new patients or you don't pay and all that BS. By the way, that's a bunch of BS. I've seen those contracts and, I've been told about those contracts from clients, because not all our clients do marketing with us. Some just do coaching. They'll do outside marketing and they, drop $20,000 on a marketing plan and they get like two patients. So, but in the fine print, right? It all comes down to the fine print. You got to jump through all these hoops. And by the way, we're kind of busy, so we probably end up not doing that. And then we just kind of shake our head and shrug it off as a cost of doing business. But the point being, all those agencies, right? Running Facebook ads, they're targeted at the 3%. So think about that. You have 37% of your total addressable market, what's called a TAM, your total addressable market, 37%, they got the problem. They're aware of the problem and they're in research mode. And if you're not targeting them as well, I'm not saying ignore the 3%, 100% got to go after the 3%. But if you're not going after the 37%, man, you are losing out. And that is why you have inconsistent results. So let's go into the six pillars of a dominant decompression marketing plan. Here they are: high intent lead generation, interrupted demand generation, internal marketing and reactivation systems, organic authority content, trust building assets and automation, and then finally traditional platforms, saturation and lead generation. So let's go ahead and dive right in. By the way, if you are interested, if you're a decompression doctor and you are thinking that you would like to hit 100K a month or your next 100K, you should 100% go check out decompressionaccelerator.com. This is our 90-day sprint, and it is amazing. It has everything you need, absolutely everything you need. Coaching, systems, marketing, report of findings, staff training. It's soup to nuts, and it is the best product on the market right now. So you can check that out at decompressionaccelerator.com, but let's go ahead and check this out now. Pillar one, high intent lead generation. So the key there is high intent, okay? So you're talking about Google ads. You're going to obviously target disc, decompression, non-surgical back pain keywords, sciatica, back pain relief. Like all those are keywords that you're going to, put in your Google search campaign. Now, Google they call it high intent because people are on Google searching for answers, right? So we want to be there when they search for answers. And obviously there's lots of different Google campaigns. There's not just search campaign. There's PMax campaigns. There's display campaign. There's all types of campaigns, right? So Google, hey, they want to make money too, just like Facebook. So they have a very robust marketing platform, and that's where people go first, right? Rarely do they go to Bing or Yahoo or who even uses the search engines anymore? Now, one emerging platform is GEO, which is generative engine optimization. So in other words, all the AI stuff. So that's a more advanced tactic. We're not going to get in that today because that's emerging. Right now, we want to go into what is working now. Next, YouTube discovery ads. Okay, so when they show our search on YouTube for back pain relief, non-surgical solutions. What do I do if I have a disc problem? All those types of things. Then you can show up there in their search for a solution. Okay, so then you're going to have a landing page. You know, so once people click on these ads, they're going to go to your landing page or a funnel. Funnel is just a fancy word for a website that kind of filters people in and out. We like to do quizzes, which is basically just a survey so we can figure out if they're a good quality candidate, right? And if they're not a good quality candidate, they get kicked out. If they are, then they get to move forward into, you know, actually scheduling and paying. That's how we do our funnels, right? So we have a very informative landing page. If they're interested in requesting a time to be evaluated, then they put in their information. They go to the next page. They fill out their survey. Then they go to the next page. They schedule. And then after that, they go to the payment page. AI chatbots lean them all the way through this, asking questions. When do they want to schedule? All that type of good stuff. And then finally, they land up on our webinar where we educate them for about 18 minutes about the ins and outs of chronic back pain. So another one is a VSL funnel. Now we put our webinar or VSL at the end, but you can also do a VSL call funnel. So what this looks like is instead of like your information page where they have to put in their information right away, like name, email, phone number, it goes straight to a video sales letter, VSL. And it's going to be, you know, 5-15 minutes, something like that, where they're going to, you doctor, are going to go through, you're going to sit at your desk, you're going to do this on your iPhone or a video camera, put a nice lavalier mic on your shirt so that there's good quality sound, and you're going to go through the ins and outs of chronic back pain, talk about who you are, what you do, how you're so great, how you're unique and different, and what to do now if they feel like they would like to be evaluated by you. So that's another good option in terms of where you're going to send people once they click on your ad. And again, lead filters, we want to pre-screen patients again for quality. We want to talk about, you know, and this a lot of times will be in the survey where we're going to ask them like, you know, have you been diagnosed with a disc condition? How long has it been going on? What else have you tried? Do you have a job? You know, what's your credit score? Do you understand that this is not covered by insurance? All that type of stuff. So we want to make sure that, again, these are good quality patients. That's a great lead filter. If you're not using that, that's why you get the tire kickers. Okay, moving on. Pillar two, interruptive demand generation. Okay, now the key word there is interruptive. So these are Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube in-stream. What does that mean? So obviously you know about Facebook and Instagram ads, right? Well, these people aren't searching for back pain solutions. What they're doing is just, you know, scrolling, posting pictures of their family or checking in on friends or whatever. They're not there to do or to search for solutions, but based on the targeting demographic in the business manager for Facebook, you're going to search for people a certain age range. You know, you can talk about income ranges, et cetera. And so as soon as it has those individuals in its algorithm, they're going to start showing them the ads. Again, this is interruptive. Now, YouTube does the same thing. You can have your YouTube ads as a pre-roll, right? So, you know, I'm sure you've seen it, you've been on YouTube, and all of a sudden you click on a video and boom, you get hit with an ad, about 15 seconds, usually 10 seconds. Those are YouTube in-stream ads. And then obviously creatives, hey, how to avoid back surgery. Are you still suffering with a bulging herniated disc? Those types of things. So that is your interruptive demand generation. That's pillar two. And again, that's going back. You're gonna drive these people to your funnel and filter them out. And you need heavy filtration for Facebook and Instagram. Otherwise, you're going to get some poor quality people. They may not even show up. Matter of fact, they usually don't. So the point being is you got to sift and sort. But Facebook and Instagram still work, especially in small towns. But you got to generate a whole bunch of leads, and then you got to filter the heck out of them so you get just the good quality ones. Okay, next. Internal marketing. Now, by the way, I want to just talk really quickly about this interrupt. So on Facebook and Instagram in particular, you always, when you have a business manager account, right, and you're going to run ads, you will get what's called a pixel. Now, a pixel is how do I describe this? If you don't know what this is, it's basically, it's a piece of software, a code that is in your ads. And what happens is it gets seasoned. And this is why, you know, we've had clients at Dr. Pankin and Dr. Fanger, Dr. Radican, Dr. McKenzie, like they've been with us for 5 and 6 years because it just, well, first of all, you know, we do a good job, but second of all, their pixel gets more and more seasoned over time. And so what that means is you're getting a feedback loop from Facebook and you're giving it the good quality information. In other words, hey, these are the patients that are, that we really like. And they've, you know, they signed up for an appointment. They showed up for an appointment. They signed up for care. We want more people like this. And so the algorithm learns. So in other words, I remember I have this dish that I cook called pasta leone, and it's just a wonderful dish, but it takes about 2 hours to make because I season it and I cook it for so long. It just gets better and better and better. And that's kind of like your pixel. You need to season it over time. That's why sometimes, you know, you'll get a quick pop when you first start with an agency or no pop at all, but then it goes downhill. It's because, you know, first of all, I think Facebook, when you're first launching campaigns, I think they try to make it successful to get you to pay more. That's just my guess. But the point being is it takes time. You got to stick with it long term, continue to change creatives when you get ad fatigue, and continue to season that pixel so the algorithm learns who to show your ad to. Now, if you don't have your ad set up correctly, then that feedback mechanism is not there, and then your pixel doesn't get seasoned. So that's like getting like ragu spaghetti sauce versus my 2-hour pasta leone, right? Which would you rather have? Pasta leone, right? That's the same thing with your pixel. You want a seasoned pixel. Okay, moving on. Enough pasta talk. But anyways, pillar number 3, internal marketing and reactivation. Now, you want to have paid avenues, of course, but you got to have internal marketing. You know, your patients, you want to have a good source, a steady source of referrals. You're never going to get a ton of referrals for these DIS patients. It just doesn't typically happen in my experience, but you can still get 1, 2, 3 a month if you're consistent and you're doing it correctly. You're just not going to get like 5 to 7 new starts a month from your referrals. It just doesn't happen. Here's my intuition, is that some people won't refer. It doesn't matter if you save their life, they're not going to refer. But some people are like, well, shoot, I just paid $5,000, $7,000. I don't know if my brother Bob can even afford that, so I'm not going to tell him about it. Or my buddy Jimmy at work, I don't think he could afford it either. He doesn't even have 2 nickels to rub together. So I won't tell him about it, even though I know he's dying of back pain. I kind of think that may be what's going on. Now, it's different with like back, you know, just common neck and back pain. You can use your insurance. Oh, hey, Bobby, yeah, hey, go see Dr. Leone. You know, he'll fix you right up. Does he take my insurance? Oh, he sure does. You know, he takes for Premera. That's what I got too, blah, blah, blah. But when they have to say, no, he doesn't take insurance, it's cash, then they're like, ooh, you know. So some people are just, you know, they are allergic to paying cash for healthcare services because their health isn't that important, right? And that's okay. Those aren't our qualified candidates anyways. But the point being is we want to have internal marketing and reactivation efforts. Now, especially when you launch like a new service like decompression, or you add laser therapy, or you add shockwave therapy, we want to do reactivation campaigns. We want to reach out to your past patient base through email, text, postcards, phone calls, etc., signage in the office, you know, workshops, all that good stuff. We want to reactivate them. We want to let them know, hey, we have this new service. We have this newfangled device. This is the latest and the greatest. Come in, get an evaluation. We want to tap into that past patient base because you're a good doctor. They know, like, and trust you, and they, you know, some of them will have a condition that has persisted. Now, if you're a PI doc, you know, you got a lot of PA doc, this is like great example. One of our just past clients, Dr. Vinny Cornejo, started out $30,000 a month, heavy PI, topped out $100,000 a month. PI doctors sometimes tell me, well, oh no, my patients won't pay. There's no way, they're PI. It's like that is a poor mindset. I just don't get that at all. It wasn't the case in our situation. We did a ton of decompression with our PI patients. Wasn't the case with Dr. Vinny either. It wasn't the case with Dr. Berchtold, who tripled his practice in about 4 months. It just isn't the case. If people have a problem, right, and they are educated and they know, like, and trust you, they will come in for an evaluation, and some will move forward and some will not. But it doesn't mean you can't just give a blanket statement. Oh, no, I'm heavy PI. They won't pay for services. That's just nonsense, right? Just total nonsense. That's a mindset shift that you got to make. You know, you have to make. Trauma, particularly with car accidents, work injuries, et cetera, I mean, that's a major cause of disc issues. I mean, why would you not want to be treating these patients with decompression? And even if it's not cash, put it into lean, you know, there's no reason why you can't do that. So point being is, got to have reactivation campaigns on a regular basis. I'd say quarterly is a good cadence. Referral offers, you know, make it easy for patients to refer. You know, they should, you should be doing email marketing. You know, in email marketing is one of the biggest missed opportunities that you are most likely losing out on, right? If you, and I would recommend email once a week, good quality information, and, you know, about disc issues, about laser therapy, about, you know, what you're doing in practice, case studies, testimonials, reviews, all that good stuff. You want to think about that pixel. Remember that pasta, Leone? Think about your patient base as a pixel or a pasta that you want to continue to season with good quality information so that when they're ready or they have someone that they know that is ready, that they can send them in to you. And then you just very easily at the end, very soft call to action. P.S. Hey, if you're suffering from this, don't suffer in silence. Click or call today. Get in for an evaluation. We can help. Just something simple like that. Obviously, you're going to have in-office displays. I mean, if you don't have good signage in your office for your laser, your shockwave, your decompression machine, you're just missing the boat. I mean, talk about automated. It doesn't sound like it's automated because you think automated is tech. Automation is anything that's done without you having to do it, right? So get nice signage, you know. Hey, chronic back pain? Talk to the doctor, right? Have a picture of the decompression or have a picture of a disc being decompressed, whatever. That's working for you 24/7, 7 days a week, 365, because every time all those patients that come into your office, all the new patients, all the past patients, all the regular patients, they're going to see that signage. It's just super simple. Another thing that's working really well for our clients are these open houses. And I recommend doing them in the spring and the fall. So it can kind of anchor your year. Hey, we're going to do our spring open house. We're going to focus on decompression. We're going to do our fall open house. We're going to focus on shockwave. And you can combine it with, you know, a patient appreciation, as well as, you know, focusing on, you know, a particular condition and the service that goes along with it. The traditional one is obviously your patients and their friends, but you can also do a professional one. One of our clients, Dr. Schaefer, phenomenal doctor in Naples, Florida, just a phenomenal doctor. You know, I remember, gosh, he signed up at the last Decompression Summit certification in 2024. And I don't think he would be, he just wasn't in a good place. He's been practicing for a long time. He was just tired of the grind. You know, honestly, that's why a lot of doctors come to us. Hey, we're just tired of the grind. You know, I've been adjusting for 30 years. I want to do something new. So we added decompression, added laser therapy, boom, it's like doubled, tripled his practice. He's going to continue to grow. But the point being is he had a phenomenal network in Naples, Florida of MDs, attorneys, surgeons, PTs, you know, I think there's even had, you know, people from the emergency room. He had like 30, 35 professionals come to his open house, and he's still getting referrals from that. So that can be a phenomenal opportunity if you have great relationships. So that's some internal marketing efforts. There's tons more. But that's just, you know, these are some keys. Three, four, if you can get three or four consistently going where you optimize them, you get good at them, then you will supplement your path to 100K. Because if you think about that, you know, path to 100K, if you wanted to do it just in decompression, your care plan is $5,000. You close at 50%. You need 20 cases. So you need 40 consults, right? So you need 10 consults a week. It's not that big of a deal, guys. It's a mindset thing, right? You got to get your mind around thinking bigger. You know, there's doctors around the country that are doing millions a year. Why are you not doing a million a year or more? Hey there, it's Dr. Vince. And if you're getting value from this episode, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you know another doc who's ready to grow their practice, share this with them. It might be exactly what they need right now. Thank you in advance. And now back to the show. I mean, you're a great doctor, right? You're good at what you do. And that's what happens is, you know, look, clinical excellence is the core pillar at specialized practice. That's where we always start. We take our doctors from a 5, 6, 7 out of 10 in terms of their clinical excellence. We boost them up to a 10 out of 10. We got to make that right first, right? So we got to get the clinical excellence taken care of, and we got to get the protocols dialed in. We have proven protocols at specialized practice, been tracking them since 2020. So they work if you install them properly. So that's key one. Two, now you got to get the systems. Got to have staff trained up. Got to have a great patient processing system, and you got to be able to close, right? Or enroll them into care. And then you get those two things dialed, then it's just all marketing, right? So the clinical is the foundation for the home. The systems are the the walls of the house. And now we got to pour people into the roof, through the roof, and get people into the house. That's the marketing. Okay, so those are the internal. Pillar three, internal marketing and reactivation. Now, pillar four, this is another one doctors miss a lot. You really need to have an organic content strategy. Now, what the heck does that mean? When people see your ad, doesn't matter where they see it, Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, like whatever, wherever they see your ad, even if it's in the newspaper, radio, whatever, they're going to research you. Again, maybe if they're in that 3%, they'll just pick up the phone and call or click and sign up. But if they're in that 37%, they're going to research you. So you have to provide that information for them in terms of where they're going to search. Where they're going to search, they're going to search on Facebook. They're going to look on Instagram. They're looking, obviously going to look on Google. They're going to look on YouTube. And if you're not present, right? If you have a ghost town, like if they go to your Facebook business page and it's a ghost town, like the last post was in 2023 and the one before that was 2022, it's going to look terrible. It's like, you know, it's like that old saying, people go where people go because people go where people go. Like you walk past a restaurant and it's open, but it's empty. And immediately in your mind, they don't have Pasta Leone there, right? But you know what I'm saying? They look and they're like, well, there's got to be something wrong with that. You know, it's 12:30, it's time for lunch, and it's a ghost town in there. I'm not going in there. There must be an issue. Versus, you know, like Chipotle, 12:30, there's a line out the door. So they go where people go because it's social proof. So when people go look for social proof and content and kind of confirmation about you on the social channels, you got to be there, right? So on Facebook and Instagram, reels are great, 30-second educational reels. You may say, well, what would I do this about? Well, what problem do you solve? How do you solve it? Here's a quick cheat. You could go to ChatGPT and say, give them this prompt. Go to ChatGPT right now. Well, don't do it right now. Don't go away. Hang out for a second. We're almost done here. But when you're done, you can rewind this part. Rewind. Gosh, I'm dating myself. It's like a tape. But point being, and we'll put this. Matter of fact, I'm going to have my assistant put this ChatGPT prompt in the notes, the show notes for this, so that you can just copy and paste it. Super easy. I am a chiropractor, and I specialize in treating chronic back pain due to bulging, herniated, and degenerative discs. I use advanced technology such as spinal decompression, class 4 laser therapy, shockwave therapy, etc., whatever you use. We get excellent results, and I would like to build out my social media channels so that I can create authority in my space. And when people look for me and my name in this particular condition or this particular service, I'm going to pop up and they're going to have excellent information to make the best informed decision for their health. I want you to create a 30-day content calendar for me. That includes Facebook and Instagram Reels, short form series for YouTube, long form series for YouTube, and a case of the week series. And then click enter. It's going to spit out, you're going to be shocked. You are going to be absolutely shocked at the level of the detail. And it's going to tell you exactly what to do. Literally. And you could even refine it and say, well, you already did. Hey, 30 day. It's going to tell you, hey, this week you do these posts. This week you do that one. It's going to give you the title. It'll give you hashtags. It'll give you kind of ideas like, hey, you should focus on these three points in your 60-second educational video. And, you know, look, your job is to get in front of camera and be the doctor. Share your wisdom. I mean, you've been in practice for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever it may be. You got so much great information in your head. You got to get it out there. People need your knowledge and wisdom, doc. Trust me on this, man. You will be shocked. And by the way, don't be surprised if you don't get that many views. It doesn't matter. Or if you don't have that many subscribers, that doesn't matter either. Because the algorithm has changed. The algorithm has changed so that it rewards authenticity and quality of work. Now that is a win, because it used to reward like the big influencers and the big followings. Now what it really wants to do, and why is it doing this? Because it's trying to combat AI, right? So that people that just flood the algorithm with AI crap, that they don't get rewarded. They want authentic doctors or just authentic people in front of the camera, posting great quality content that can help people. So that's why this works. And I don't see that algorithm changing anytime soon, but who knows? I mean, shoot, whatever they're doing over at Menlo Park at Facebook headquarters, we have no idea, but that's what's working right now. And I think this will continue to work for quite some time, because again, people will be researching you, and you want to be in the main places, which is Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you could do things like short form series, you know, that it could be like, you know, three videos, right? Hey, these are three signs that you may have a disc problem. And then video one is sign number one, video two is sign number two, et cetera. On your YouTube channel, this is where you want to do more long form content. This is your 3 to 7 minute video where you go more in depth on a particular topic. It could be, you know, three things to do after a car accident, how to avoid back surgery, you know, three signs that you have a bulging or herniated disc, you know, how to solve back pain after the age of 65. Like, these are all, and again, plug that prompt into ChatGPT and you're going to get tons of great ideas. These are just off the top of my head. But the point being is, YouTube is what I call long tail marketing. And what that means is, it's going to live on the platform versus like Facebook. I mean, Facebook, you know, if you're posting on your business page, obviously it's going to continue to stay in your feed and people will scroll that. But on YouTube, you know, it if you go to someone's YouTube, like, go, hey, check out my YouTube channel at Specialized Practice. There is tons of content on there about how to build high ticket niches like decompression, neuropathy, and knee pain. But point being is, when they go to YouTube, they see that whole grid, right, of all these different videos that you do. And again, who cares if it has 30 views or 50 views or 100 views? It doesn't matter. It just got to get to the right people. But that will live forever there. And it's very easy to access. And what's going to happen is, if you do this and you commit to it, and I'd, for YouTube on the long form, I'd say once one video a week or one video every 2 weeks. If you commit to this, what's going to happen is, people will binge watch your content, and they will come into the office and they will, one, be highly qualified, right? Highly qualified. They have the condition, they have the means, and they 100% have the desire, and they only want to work with you. And so they'll get to know you. They'll start quoting back to you stuff that you said a year ago. This happens to me all the time. I get on the phone with doctors or having a strategy session, thinking about joining Specialized Practice. And they're like, oh, you know, I saw this video. I saw tons of your videos. They're, you know, they said, talk about tier one, tier two, like, they're just quoting back to me stuff that I said. It could be a month ago. It could be 6 months ago. But the point being is, this is a really overlooked opportunity. So this is your organic content strategy. And finally, wrap it up with the case of the week series. Again, doesn't need to be case of the week. If you don't want to do it with that, you know, frequency, you could do case of the month, whatever. But these case of the week series are really great. So this is going to be your case study on a patient. We had wonderful clients, Dr. Pettinato's, Dr. Joe, Dr. Gabrielle, and Dr. Francesca. So it's Dr. Joe and his two daughters, and they had this just a fantastic case study opportunity with this patient. This guy, I can't remember how old he was. I think it was in the 60s. Five back surgeries. They put hardware in. They took it out. They did a laminectomy. This guy's at a 9 out of 10. Now he's deep into an extended plan. He's like some around 40 visits, uncommon, but he's down to a 4 out of 10 and no longer walks with a cane. How cool is that? That is a fantastic opportunity for a case study. So you want to get these things out, right? You want to get them on camera, get them out into the world so people can see that, and it just builds trust and, again, pre-sells patients. So that's pillar four, your organic content strategy. Pillar number five, this is your trust and automation infrastructure. In other words, you always want to be gathering patient testimonials, either written or video, ideally video, okay? So what we did, we'd take video testimonials, obviously we're going to use them on advertising and on YouTube and all the socials, but we'd always take a still image from the video, and then we'd have, you know, we're framing these, right? We're framing them, put them on the wall, what we call our success wall. And it was like chronic back, we would title it like chronic back pain solved, or neuropathy, 7-year neuropathy success, something like that. And then it would be their testimonial transcribed. Phenomenal, right? You start putting these on your ROF wall, boom. Then people, you know, you're in your ROF, they're looking behind you, and they're like, this whole wall of all these success stories. Now, it's okay if you only have a few right now. It's just like, this, play the long game, right? But the point being, you got to get patient testimonials. Your decompression authority booklet, this is your patient report or ebook. By the way, again, you can make this in ChatGPT in a weekend or even shorter than that. But if you have a ebook that you write or write in conjunction with AI, that's okay. Again, it positions you as an authority. Talk about all aspects of the of chronic back pain. You know, what is chronic back pain? What are the common causes? What are the symptoms? What are the typical treatments? Why do those typical treatments fail? What do you do? How it's different? How it's unique? How we solve tough cases? You know, what about insurance? What's the rough price point? All that type of stuff. You put that into your authority booklet and hand that out after day one. Next, your evergreen webinar funnel. Now, you could use titles like how to fix your disc without surgery, whatever. There's tons of titles. Point being is a webinar to pre-educate patients before coming in. Now, you can use it in a funnel, but you can also put it on your, obviously, website. You can put it on YouTube. But what we like to do, because we have a webinar we've been using for years here at Specialized Practice to pre-educate patients prior to coming in, is get it to them when they make the appointment. Okay, Mrs. Jones, got you signed up for Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Dr. Leone. So excited to see you. Now, one of the requirements to see Dr. Leone is you got to watch this video. Okay, so are you in front of your computer? Yes. Now, if it's no, do you have access to email on your phone? Yes, I do. Okay, great. Can you just put me on speaker really quick? Yes. Go into your email app. Got it up? Yes. I'm sending you this link right now to the webinar. Okay, again, you would just have it posted on your YouTube channel, have the link easily accessible to your front desk, just copy, you know, have it on a little note, like a sticky note on the computer, not on the computer, not physical sticky note, like, but literally in, you know, it's an app, sticky notes, so that they can just copy and paste in an email. Okay, I'm sending it over right now. Did you get that? Yes. Okay. Can you promise me you'll watch that before you come in? Yes. Why? It's because it's going to answer so many questions about your condition. Everyone that, you know, watches this video, they always come in like, oh, that was so informative. I've never heard that information. I wasn't able to find it all in one place like that. Thank you so much. Have them watch that first. That's going to pre-educate them, pre-motivate them, and pre-qualify them about your care. Again, ours is about 18 minutes. So it's a little long, but that's okay. And then finally, you know, ideally, you have an AI assistant or a chatbot. We use a AI chatbot in our funnels, and it immediately responds to leads that come into the funnel, which is super important. Your success rate of scheduling someone, if you don't reach out within 5 minutes, your success rate goes down by like 300%. So our AI chatbot is on the ball, like literally 3 seconds after someone signs up for an appointment. It's going to ask them questions, you know, hey, how long has this been going on? Is it getting better or worse? You know, what else have you tried? Are you ready to schedule? And it's already starting, it's already been seasoned on decompression and neuropathy and knee pain. And so it's able to answer all those frequently asked questions, gets them booked, gets it paid. But that's another thing. That's an automation infrastructure. You just want that working. And again, it goes back to that pixel. Same thing with AI and these chatbots. The more they use, the more you train it, the better it gets, right? So you just got to think of it like, you know, again, like that pixel, like that pasta leone. The more you cook it, the better it's going to get. Now, pillar six, let's wrap it up here. This is your traditional media. Now, when I was in practice and we went to seven figures consistently year over year over year, we used TV, radio, newspaper, and digital. Now, were they always all profitable all the time? No, but we did cooperative marketing with two other clinics, and we would put in, you know, 45, 60K a month between all three of us. And the collectively, it was all profitable because some, you know, sometimes of the year, TV will be expensive or, you know, radio may be expensive or whatever. Point being is, and I'm not saying you need to do all of these to get to 100K a month. But what I would say is you need to complement the digital realm of things with a traditional platform. And it depends what makes sense in your city. You know, like we have a doctor up in Marin County, very expensive area in Northern California. Well, TVs and radio is going to probably be a little too much, right? Now, there are some streaming platforms. We'll talk about that in a second that are a little more affordable. But we found a really great, it's called the Marin Independent Journal. Great newspaper, highly read, good demographics. So we're advertising in there, right? In addition to the digital stuff we're doing with them. But in smaller markets, man, you got some real opportunities with radio and newspaper, maybe even TV. Dr. Pankinen, he's been with us since 2020, took him from 500 grand a year to a million. And that was his big goal. Hey, 100K a month, let's do it. But the point being is he's on radio, he's in the newspaper, he's on Facebook, he's on Google. So it's that complementary and that robust marketing approach that really, really works. He just launched a podcast. So again, see, it takes a lot to get to, doesn't take a lot of effort necessarily. It takes a lot of channels to get to 100K a month consistently. Now, streaming is a new thing that I'm really interested in. We're talking about Hulu and you know, Apple and, you know, Amazon Prime, all those, like if you have those channels, those subscription services, you know, hey, you're seeing advertisements all the time. What's really cool about it is A, it's pretty darn affordable, but B, you can get hyper-targeted, right? Cause they got all the data. They got all our data. But they can use that to help us advertise smarter. Now what I like about this is remember we're talking about that 3%, you will blow through that 3%. If you advertise heavily, you'll blow through that 3% fairly quickly. Now, obviously people are moving into that on a regular basis, but that's typically what happens. If you're marketing heavily and it does really, really well, and then it drops off, you're just scraping off that 3% and it hasn't been replenished yet. That's why you have to go after the 37%. And that's why I like traditional media, because you can really reach a broad target audience. And at this point, you want to do a combination of direct response and brand marketing. So direct response is, hey, I want to put $1 in and get $3 out. Like I'm going to put out an ad and I want them to sign up, give me their information. The brand marketing is like Coke, right? Where they're just saying, hey, this is a pretty person and they're holding a Coke. They just want their name in front of you. Well, that's what brand is. Now we're not going to do quite that kind of surface level, but it's more brand marketing where you want to start to saturate your market so that they go and research you. Okay. So that's pillar six, the traditional media element. And that's the full ecosystem, right? paid ads, funnels, organic content, internal campaigns, trust builders, traditional media. You do that, you get all that going, you won't worry about any guy down the street or any gal down the street doing decompression. Because, oh, by the way, in my experience, 80% of doctors that have a decompression table, they don't know what the heck they're doing, and they're barely marketing, if at all. So it's not hard to dominate a market if you, A, are very, very good, that you are a true expert, two, you got great systems and you're able to close, and three, you can market like this. So some quick bonus tactics, just a little bonus options here for you. This is like the really good, fine, like, you know, aged, grated Parmesan and Reggiano cheese on top of my pasta leone. Okay, here we go. Case of the week content series, those open houses we talked about, webinar masterclasses. This is really cool. Why I chose decompression mini documentary. I really like this because you can hire a videographer. They may be a wedding videographer, whatever. Probably about $500 or $1,000 for a day. They'll come in, they'll shoot your whole office. They'll have B-roll, they'll interview patients, they'll interview you, they'll interview your staff, and it'll just make your office look phenomenal. They'll edit that all together, but then say, hey, I want to do this mini documentary, like 7 minute, something like that. Why I chose to go into spinal decompression. And then go into ChatGPT, say, hey, I'm going to make this mini documentary. I want like 10 questions that I can answer so that I can create authority, trust, and rapport with people watching it. And it's going to ask you things like, hey, well, why did you invest in the equipment? You know, how rare is this? What type of cases can you solve? What are some examples or case studies that you can share with us? All types of things. And so then people watch that. Oh my gosh. Again, they're going to be sold on you. And then finally, your partnered and referral network. You know, these can be veins of gold. If you can develop relationships with MDs and surgeons and all that type of stuff in your community, and you can, we have a whole train on how to create physician referrals. But the point being is if you can create great quality relationships and explain what you do and how you're able to provide a non-surgical solution, you will start getting referrals. And those are like veins of gold because these doctors, I mean, they get tired of giving patients drugs all the time. And some patients just obviously are not candidates for surgery. They'll exhaust the PT option. And some patients will just say, hey, I don't want to go to surgery. What else do you, what else can I do? And if you have developed that relationship with that MD, they'll say, well, you know, I do have a colleague and he offers this service called spinal decompression. You could check him out. And if you had given that doctor an easy way to refer to you, you can start getting referrals. Anyways, too much to go really deep on that subject because that is a fairly deep subject on how to do that right. But the point being is that's a nice bonus tactic, that nice Reggiano cheese on the pasta leone. So let's wrap it up there. I hope this has been super valuable for you. Please, you know, listen to this again or watch this again. This is like, you know, I started decompression in 2012, started neuropathy in 2009. So this is over a decade worth of knowledge and wisdom just infused into what's looking like about 46 or 48 minutes. So there was a lot of content here. Go back. Listen or watch this again, take notes and implement, man. This is, we need more doctors doing 100K a month. I know that for sure. So this will get you, again, no income claims. I can't promise anything, but this is what worked for us and is working for us now with our clients. And again, if you're a decompression doctor and you want to go to the next level, you want to add 100K a month, go to decompressionaccelerator.com, watch the quick training, and then set up a call, and we will talk about how to grow your practice. So that's it for this episode, the solo episode. I'm Dr. Vince Leone. Hope this served you well. Share it with a friend or colleague. Give us a 5-star review, and we'll see you on the next episode. Hey, it's Dr. Vince again, and hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you're ready to grow your practice fast with high-value decompression patients, then the Decompression Accelerator could be a phenomenal option for you. This is our 90-day sprint to help you scale with proven systems, staff-driven protocols, and full marketing support, and it's all guaranteed. Spots are limited. Head to www.decompressionaccelerator.com to learn more.